Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey. Thank you for staying with us. You are listening to The Healthy Side of Business. So today we're going to talk about fighting office aches and pains. You know, a lot of us are sitting around a lot more these days, and this is something that's going to help keep us nice and healthy, because once again, you know, wellness is truly a business tool. So let's think about this. Millions of Americans work at their desk every day, and our bodies pay the price. From a stiff neck to sore wrists to throbbing backs, head to toe pain can result from sitting for hours in front of a computer. Now, our musculoskeletal system, you know, and the disorders that can occur from that are among the most common afflictions. The impact of these disorders can range from mild irritation to seriously impacting your quality of life. Now, what we're going to do today, I'm going to share with you and focus on understanding the basic function of our musculoskeletal system. Because again, if you know how the body works, then you'll be more conscious to do certain things to keep it, you know, operating optimally. And then we're going to talk about risk factors and preventive measures. All right. So let's talk about, fighting office aches and pains. All right. This is such a critical podcast today, because the information is relevant, once again, to keep our machine, our human body, probably our most important business tool, functioning at capacity. I'm going to start off with the human musculoskeletal system, and I'm going to just kind of break it down in lay terms. Now, the musculoskeletal system is a general term, which is defined as relating to muscles and the skeleton. You know, thus, that's why we call it the musculoskeletal system. But it involves your muscles, your bones, your joints, you know, bursa, you know, which is a sac, ligaments and tendons, all right? Those things, that's what our body pretty much, you know, is made of when we talk about the musculoskeletal system. Now, with this network of the things that I just mentioned, it helps us with the ability to perform, you know, the task of daily living. You know, the skeletal system serves as the framework for tissues and organs to attach themselves. All right, now, with sitting most of the day, we know that it, you know, definitely will wreak havoc. Well, here's some of the disorders that we may encounter. All right, tendonitis, probably heard of that before. Carpal tunnel syndrome, that's one. Tennis elbow, you know, you can actually get tennis elbow without playing tennis. Okay, that was a little humor there. All right. Neck and back injuries, strains, sprains, bursitis, trigger finger, you know, osteoarthritis, gout, rheumatoid arthritis, and fibromyalgia. So think about it. We've heard these things before, you know, these disorders, but we probably didn't really associate it with the fact that it's related to an improper function of the musculoskeletal system. Here's something interesting. Musculoskeletal disorders are among the most common of human afflictions. They affect all age groups and frequently cause disability, impairments, and handicaps. They consist of a variety of different diseases that cause pain or discomfort in the bones, joints, muscles, or surrounding structures, and they can be acute or chronic, focal or diffuse. Approximately 33% of U.S. adults are affected by musculoskeletal signs or symptoms, including limitation of motion or pain in a joint or extremity. All right, so some of you who are listening, maybe you can relate, maybe you cannot. But if you cannot, you are among the fortunate ones. But I'm sure you know someone this applies to. So be sure to share this information with them that we're going to cover today. All right, let's talk about some of the risk factors involved in fighting office aches and pains. All right, this is very important. You know, you have age, that's a risk factor, poor nutrition, you know, a lack of fitness. If you're a smoker, genetics play a part in everything. And then there's, you know, psychosocial stress, okay? And I'm going to touch on each one of those just kind of briefly. When we think about age, the natural process of aging may make people more susceptible to injury or disorders related to degeneration of the musculoskeletal system. I'll give you a case in point. You know, in my mind, I thought that, and still do, I think that I can run as fast as I can or could a couple decades ago. And I was raising my son, not recently, but a while back. And that was the first aha moment for me. In my mind, I was still running as fast as I could, but I could literally feel tendons or ligaments tearing as I was running that race against my son. That was the first aha moment for me where I realized, hey, you know what? the inevitable is occurring, you know, but let me do some things to delay the inevitable, all right? Poor nutrition practices can impact organs, muscles, tissues, joints to function optimally. You know, we touched on in an earlier podcast, and I'll talk about it more in future podcasts, inflammation. If you're not familiar with it, we'll get deeper into it. But just know, if we start to eat right and get a little movement going, that's going to be half the battle. Lack of fitness is another risk factor. You know, it may make someone more susceptible to injury, particularly back injury. If you live in a state where you get snow, for instance, and one of the common mistakes people will do, because, you know, it's nice to look out your window and see snow coming down, and, you know, it's very picturesque, you know, and you know, you're like, wow, I want to go out and play in the snow. Well, you know, for some of us, we got to shovel the snow too. And what the common mistake is, some people will see the snow, get off the couch, hey, I got to go shovel the snow, and, you know, suffer a back injury, pull a muscle, you know. And in some cases, some people have even had a heart attack because that's a form of exercise. So once again, this is another reason for us to get moving and get fit, you know, to basically function for daily activity, all right? If you're a smoker, that's another risk factor. Tobacco use, particularly cigarette smoking, you know, it can impact cellular function and cellular repair that helps us to increase the chance of musculoskeletal injury or disorder. So basically, if you're a smoker, it affects us at the cellular level, and that will adversely affect us, you know, as far as being healthy or having a healthy musculoskeletal, you know, system. Genetics. Some musculoskeletal disorders, you know, show some genetic link, all right, like osteoarthritis and gout. So yes, there are some things that if it's genetic, we can't avoid, but here's the key with this. If we decrease the amount of time that we're sitting, at least that will minimize the genetic responses that we have, you know, or being genetically predisposed to certain disorders. You know, in other words, it won't hurt to be more active. All right. Last risk factor, stress. Definitely, I've talked about this. You'll probably hear me mention this in just about every podcast to some degree. Stress creates increased muscle tension, and it decreases, you know, a person's awareness of safe physical practice, and it basically will put you at a higher risk of injury. So those are the risk factors: age, poor nutrition, lack of fitness, smokers, genetics, and stress. All right, I want to take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to talk about treatment options, some things that you can start being aware of and things that you can start doing. I am Coach Harvey. This is the Healthy Side of Business. I will be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 things to do immediately to keep you and your business healthy during these challenging times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well. Hey, 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 welcome back. This is Coach Harvey, and this is the Healthy Side of Business. So once again, thanks for hanging around. Glad to have you back. So we're talking about fighting office aches and pains. And I want to talk about, you know, we just talked about risk factors. And I want to talk about some treatment options that, you know, that you may want to consider and how you can kind of work that in to, you know, your daily program. All right. There are a couple of treatment options, but the best treatment is prevention. All right. Prevention is always better than recovery. You know, and this is done by decreasing the risk factors that are within your control. All right. So I'm going to kind of spread this out a little bit, but let's talk about, you know, dietary guidelines. All right. We know about the food pyramid with MyPlate. You know, the USDA has put that out. You know, that's a good source to go to if you need, you know, kind of a guide on how to eat. But I would also say, go visit me at my website, coachharvey.now.site. That's coachharvey.now.site. Get on my email list. Get the ebook. Get on my email list because I'm going to be emailing people who are on the email list some very cutting edge tips that's going to help you stick to your nutrition plan a lot better. Again, if you want general information, go visit choosemyplate.gov. But if you want to get some cutting edge information, definitely get on my email list. So when you look at this food pyramid with MyPlate, it's intended to make you healthy, you know, and to make eating and making healthier choices a lot easier. So it's a pretty standard guide, but again, you can't have a one size or one shoe fits all for people when you're talking about wellness. So again, when you go and join my email list, you're going to have a chance to share with me some things that are unique to you, and I'm going to give you some free guidance on that. So definitely coachharvey.now.site. All right, benefits of regular exercise. You know, regular exercises will reduce your risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, diabetes, and obesity. You know, regular exercise will help to keep your joints, tendons, and ligaments flexible, thereby increasing mobility. Let me stop right here. This is so critical because, again, not only are we sitting most of the day, but as we get older, we're naturally going to lose range of motion and mobility. But as you get older, you should be doing something that will help to increase it. This is just proven, but we kind of look at the, you know, the one size fits all approach and, you know, let's just, you know, take a walk, which is great. Or let me do, you know, the other extreme. I'm going to do a CrossFit workout. Okay. Maybe just depends on where you are, you know, but one thing for certain, mobility and flexibility training needs to be a part of your daily overall wellness workout program. Again, people who are on the email list, you're going to be given information regarding some of these things. Another benefit of regular exercise, it reduces some of the effects of aging. I kind of talked about that. It contributes to your mental well-being and helps treat depression. All right, our bodies are meant to move. And when it moves, it gives off certain favorable responses. All right, another benefit of regular exercise,
in addition to helping to relieve stress and anxiety, it also will increase energy and endurance. It'll improve sleep, and it'll help you have a normal weight, you know, and it'll increase your metabolism naturally. You know, again, so just so many benefits to this, so many benefits. All right. Here's some tips for getting active. Talk to your doctor. Start out slowly. Stick to your exercise plan. Choose something you like to do. Could be dancing, whatever it may be. Get a partner. Accountability partners are always great. Vary your routine. Hey, listen, if you had a car and it only made all right turns, your car would be out of alignment really quickly. And guess what? You would zoom to the car dealership to get it corrected. Your body's no different. You know, vary your routine. Choose a comfortable time of the day. You don't have to get up at 3 a.m. to work out, unless that's what you choose to do. It can be worked out in the course of your day. You know, you go to coachharvey.now.site, get on the email list, talk about ways to basically manage your time better during the course of the day so you can use wellness as a business tool, you know. Forget the no pain, no gain, mantra. That's a bunch of nonsense, all right? I'm just going to be real. It's a bunch of nonsense. And the last one, make exercise fun with benefits. Make it fun. It doesn't have to be so rigid, you know. And there are ways, I can share with you and how to do just that. All right. Let's talk a little bit about ergonomics, because this is important too. Since we're, you know, more people at home now, working from home, and, maybe you're not getting up as much to go to the break room when you're at your office. Maybe you're not getting up to walk down the hall to go talk to, you know, one of your, you know, close colleagues at work. You know, maybe you're just sitting in your chair on a Zoom. Maybe you're sitting there trying to figure out what to do next. I mean, that's real. You know, people are spending all day sitting and saying, "Whoa, I've been thinking about my job or my work or my business all day." Well, I mean, you know, maybe that's part of the reason why we may not be as productive. You know, we're thinking about it. We're sitting, you know, and doodling, trying to figure out what's next. Or maybe we're just tired. You know, again, so this is going to help, you know, again, play into your wellness program. All right. Ergonomics. Let's talk about that. Now, I want to kind of share something with you real quick. So I'm going to backtrack for a second. This is important. All right. About 800,000 employees are injured each year as a result of poor workplace setup. Now, even though you may be at home, well, part of that is the setup is, you know, it's similar at home. It could be the chair we're sitting in. It could be maybe we're in a room because now we have to create space in our homes for quote unquote, you know, office space. If you have kids, maybe something has been left on the floor and, you know, you could trip, you know, and fall. These are some things. So the workplace may have changed locations, but the same possibilities for injury exist, possibly even more. All right. Body position. The neutral position is the position in which minimum work is required for the body to maintain its position. So, you know, sitting nice and tall, sitting on a stability ball, things that will force you to engage your core. This may be a good time to implement this at home if you didn't do it if you're not in a physical, you know, office. It's going to help you to engage the backside of your body. That's the part to get weakest from sitting all day. So we get weaker glutes, in other words, a weaker butt, a weaker back, weaker hamstrings. And what happens is even weaker shoulders on the backside, it causes us to droop and have a forward tilt. And that begins to become the beginning of the end as relates to our musculoskeletal system. So again, there are going to be some things on coachharvey.now.site, get on the email list, I'm going to give you some great tips to practice while you're in the middle of your workday. Many people end up with tendonitis and carpal tunnel syndrome as a result of incorrect computer posture, placing strain on the wrist. All right. And let me say this, for those of you, if ergonomics is new to you, if this is the first time, if, just understand it's the science of adapting workplace conditions to the size and capabilities, you know, of the employee, in this case, you know, us, you know. When sitting for long periods of time, you know, where should your knees be in relationship to your hips? This is a great one. Your knees should always be slightly higher than your hips in order to relieve the pressure off your lower back. So get something to kind of rest your feet up on. It can be a small box, you know, if you got a box in your home or a storage bin, you know, something small about the size of a shoebox. And just kind of put your feet up on that. That's going to help relieve the pressure from your lower back when you're sitting. Again, we're sitting for hours a day now. This is critical, more so now than ever before, right? Now, how far should your face be away from your computer monitor? Another critical one, because we're in front of this laptop or desktop or tablet, you know, all day long, you know. Your computer should be about 16 to 18 inches away from your eyes, and your chin should be at the height of the center of the screen. Then this distance should help you avoid like leaning forward or backward, which can put, you know, pressure on your disc and the neck. And this is so important. So let me say this. We may not understand the importance of this like today or even listening to this podcast. Maybe some of you even shifted up and started to sit a little taller when I just mentioned that. But the reality of it is we have to be conscious of this and practice this daily, because the same way we practice this daily, we'll stay healthier. If we neglect this, it's basically taking us off course, slowly but surely. And if an airplane is off by 1 degree for 20 hours straight, I think we know the answer. It will be nowhere near its destination, all right? So it's kind of the same thing with us. The rib cage supports, you know, our spine. So, you know, again, this is another reason why we want to be mindful of the way that we sit. Let's take a quick break. I'm going to come back and finish up again. So you're listening to The Healthy Side of Business. This is Coach Harvey. I will be right back. Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey, and I'm excited about my new podcast. It's going to air every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The title of it is called The Healthy Side of Business. In this podcast, you're going to always learn about strong disciplines to build self-care habits. You're going to learn strong disciplines to maintain strong physical habits, and then you're going to learn how to transfer those new habits into a healthy business habit. So don't miss out. Be sure to join it every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well. Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey. Thank you for hanging around as always. I appreciate you. And hopefully, you know, you're putting this great information to good use. All right, you're listening to The Healthy Side of Business. And I want to kind of pick up on what I was talking about. You know, we're talking about fighting office aches and pains. And I'm going to kind of pick off with, you know, what you should be doing when you're on the phone. All right. We talked about how you should, you know, how you should have your feet up, you know, chin level for looking at your monitor. And let's talk about the phone, because, you know, we do get on the phone. All right. Avoid clutching the phone between your shoulders as a method of holding it. You know what I mean? We put that phone, even with a cell phone, we've managed to figure out a way to put a flat cell phone between our shoulder and our ear and kind of just talk on it with no hands for those of us who aren't using, you know, a headset. So please don't do that. That's going to cause severe neck strain. And, you know, use your headset, you know, or use a loudspeaker function, all right? Now, as it relates to carpal tunnel syndrome, you know, again, that's a strain, you know, from repetitive motion with the fingers and wrists and arms. There are certain exercises you can do even while sitting at your desk, to stretch your fingers out, your forearms, and things like that. Again, CoachHarvey.net on that site. Get on the email list. got you covered. All right. Try to go for 5 minute, you know, walks, you know, every 20 to 30 minutes, but you know, that's going to literally get the blood flow going and the oxygen moving to your muscles. It's going to help refresh you. It's going to give you some brain power and it's going to help you maintain good posture. But I know what you're saying. Hey, I can't get up every 20 to 30 minutes to start walking or doing something. Well, okay. Then make it once an hour. But here's the reality of it. If you don't make time for your body to be healthy, it's going to choose the time for you to recover. And if that happens, if your body decides when that's going to happen, guess what? It's not going to be on a sunny beach. It's not going to be at your favorite restaurant. You know, it's not going to be concerned about how much work you got to do. It's going to say, hey, break time. And we know what that means. Doctor's visit or hospital visit. So prevention, as I said earlier, is far more easier than recovery. All right. So take that break. Take it often. Make it count. All right. All right. Let's talk about, you know, what part of your office is worth investing money into to promote a healthy back. All right. You know, you may be thinking your chair, your desk, your computer. Actually, although they tend to be more expensive, chairs that allow you to make more adjustments, including height and your lumbar curve placement, can save you a lot of back problems. It's worth it. Don't be penny wise and pound foolish. Again, wellness is your business tool, the most important one. So take these things to heart. Now, we think about the shape of our spine and what it resembles. You know, most of us probably know the spine curves at four points. It forms an S shape. So good posture should help you maintain this shape, which is the healthiest position for the back to be in. And good posture is important because it keeps pressure on the bones rather than the vertebrae. All right. And that's so important. All right. So we're going to kind of keep this moving as I get a little closer to winding this up. Some ergonomic considerations, you know, your work area, your desk, station, chair, your monitor, your keyboard, lighting, believe it or not, you know, work habit, you know, various tasks, you know, limit extended work hours. We're at home, for those of us working from home, probably spending more time in front of your devices now than before, because you don't have that time that you're spending to leave the office, to go get to your car, or to walk to go to lunch. You know, you're pretty much like, I'm here, I got to get stuff done. But the best thing to do, get a schedule. In fact, I have this great daily schedule that when you get on the website and join the email list, I'll make sure you get that. And I use that with coaching clients. It helps them become more productive. It helps them to fit wellness in, and it helps them to really see where you're spending your time. So this helps with productivity and ensures that you really get your wellness in. So go to CoachHarvey.net on that site, get on the email list, and definitely get this daily planner format that you can follow. It's very helpful, very helpful. All right, keep in mind that ergonomic programs and recommendations are based on the task of the job. The recommendations, you know, can be for the office, again, but if your office is at home, you know, just kind of consider that, again. And there are cost-effective ways to do that. Like I said, you know, you can get a box to raise your feet. You don't have to purchase, a platform. You know, there are many things that you can do. There's some do-it-yourself versions, and again, I'll share those with you as well. All right, some of the things that people end up going to, I believe in prevention. I believe that you shouldn't be having a bunch of foreign substances entering the body, all right? But in any event, sometimes it's necessary. So people look to anti-inflammatory aids, you know, ibuprofen, stuff like that. But also you can use ice, heat, you know, there's certain exercises. Some people get steroid injections. And in some cases, even surgery. Once again, prevention. Do these little things that you can do right now starting today, and to make these changes so that it won't have you 1 degree off course daily, taking you totally away from your destination, all right, which is to have a healthy life, a healthy, successful business, okay? Let's see. Pretty much, I will give you, when you go to the website once again, I'm gonna give you some things from today's podcast that's truly gonna be designed to help you fight office aches and pains, which will be workout, the daily calendar to keep you on task, and you're gonna get some preventative measures, all right? And then a short recap of today, some things you can do to check off on your list to ensure that you, you know, just stave off these office aches and pains. So I thank you for joining me again with this podcast. For today's listeners, when you go to the website, get on the email list, okay? And I'm gonna have you, you're gonna receive an email that's going to have you not only receive everything that I talked about today, but I'm going to give you a complimentary wellness coaching session, okay? That's going to be unique to your challenges, your goals. We're going to have some time. I'm going to make sure that everybody that's hearing this information really puts this to use and really get healthy and share this information with your loved ones, friends, and family. So thank you, Coach Harvey. You have been listening to The Healthy Side of Business. Be sure to check it out every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Healthy Side of Business. Take care, be safe, stay well.